Till now, we've been discussing the beginning time when you could the Kaddish to the Levana. And now we'll begin to discuss the end time. When is the last opportunity? So we learned in the Gemara on the Malaf of the Beis and the Beis of the Malaf has the two opinions, Amar Vacha Bar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochran, Akam, Amar Orchim, Amar Chodesh, Achi, Tismalei, Pekimasa, Vekama, Amar Yochran, Baidi, Amar Rav, At Shiva, Nardai, Amar, At Shisarsar. Right? So is it 7 or 16? And Trevaik, Rav Yochran, Sfilei, Halamevik, Ki Seir, Halamevik, Inafya. Right? Well, the question of whether you want a half a moon or a whole moon. So, and then the other question we have to understand is ad. Is ad bechlal or ad below ad bechlal? Right? Do you count the 16th or do you not count the 16th? So, first we should know the Rambam, page 3. Ches Halacha Aleph. Chidusha Shel Levana, Chodesh Shel Levana, the lunar month, is Tisha V'Esrim Yom U'Mechsa V'Tovshin Samach Gimel Chalakim Moshe Biyarno. If you want to see the discussion here in Understanding of the Jewish Calendar, page 21, by Rabbi Nathan Bushwick, he writes, as the moon moves around the earth, there is one moment that is exactly between the earth and the sun. At that moment, the earth faces the dark side of the moon. Already for about a day before this moment, the moon has not been visible from any point on the earth and will be invisible for about a day more. This moment is called the Molad, the birth of the new moon. I'm quoting from Rabbi Nathan Bushwick, Understanding the Jewish Calendar. And then he writes, we use the Molad as the official beginning and end point of the cycle of the moon. As we learned in chapter 7, the cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. And that is the equivalent of 29 days, 796 chalokim, etc. And that's the cycle. 793. Oh. So says their tour on page 4. Amar Rav Yochanan Amosai Mevorchem al Chodesh Ashit Smalei Pegimaso. Amar Mekanva Elechvar Hu Yoshon. Ain a royal levar called Kedusha, right? That was it's only considered a new moon up to a certain point. So the machlokes, kama perish masai timal pikimosa, reviewed omer ad zayin, she's called abkima, ukachatsi agula, right? The nadai amri ad yudvotas zayin, velotas zayin machlal, shenasa kulo sholem. In other words, because once you have the first 15 days, right, you have that, so you have the first 15 days is full, and then after that it's going to get smaller. So that's not called the Chidush HaLevana anymore. So you have, as so Pashtus just means the last night, therefore, would be that night going into day 15. Because the next night is already going into day 16. So in my sense, we only do it at night, that would be the last night. Hilchos HaKenar Doi. V'hani Ezayim Mishas HaMola. So he's the first one who says it out. In other words, it doesn't mean you look on the calendar and say the 15th of the month when it's Tezvav Mechodesh, because it goes from the Molad, which is going to be starting before Aleph Mechodesh. So then it's not going to be Tezvav. Tezvav usually is going to be after. Even though, you know, it doesn't say this explicitly in the Gemara. Right? It just says, Ad Mosai. Is it Zayin? Is it Tezvav? But he says it means from the Mola, not from the Aleph B'Chodesh.
Mola will be during the day. I
have
to count
whale in
the main place.
Yeah, so we'll see. Morim lahem osam v'lo miyom. So the Torah is the one who says this out. That until they tezayin is from the molad and not from kviyas achodesh. So if it be kviyas achodesh, then we'd have an extra time. We'd have an extra day or two. Because the kviyas achodesh is when it's aleph chodesh. But the molad is before that. So this is what the Gemara says. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas Maril. Have that over here. Tshuvas Maril. And the Tshuvas Maril says, yeah, page 8. Says the Tshuvas Maril. Ubirkas Lavana ad Yudvav min Hamoila, Menina, Kadisa Vitashrates, Upashiru. Kiatam Hubisham Darina Perka Yubokimash Wali Bigimoso, Farshi Nadaki Nafia, Vimkain Bimiloi Tali Milsa. But then he makes an interesting point. He says, no, it's not Tezvav, it's because if you're working with Tezvav, Tezayin, you know, then you're working with days. He says, Ve'echi Tesi. Page 8. El Chatzi Chav Tes Yud Beis Tavshin Zayim of Gimel. In other words, you shouldn't do it with days, how many 24-hour intervals there are, because that's not what a Chodesh is. A Chodesh is Chav Tes Yud Beis Tavshin Zayim Gimel. So you have to take half of that and do the Cheshbon. Because, in other words, we say up to Tezvav, but that's not accurate, because the cycle of the moon is 29, 12 hours, and the 793 chalakim. So therefore, if you're going to do Tezvav, so that's going to be a little bit. You're going to make it longer than it really is, because Tezvav is half of 30, but the Mahalach of the Levana is not 30, it's 29, 12 and 7, 93. So the Tshuvas Maril says, even though in the Gemara it says Tezvav, the Gemara says Tezvav, but it's really not Tezvav. It's half of Chavtes. So you do your math, half of Chavtes is not going to be 15. But 15 is half of 30. So it's going to... So this is a big... but you could say... not. You know where else you have this exact machlokas? In Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. In Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Right? Because Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, so the Magen Avraham says, it's after 30 days, so day 31 is the Zman for Pidyon HaBen, day 31. And the Reim, that the Shach quotes, is no. Pidyon HaBen means you have a month. So that means you have 29, Tavshad, Sadi Gimel, and so this could come out interesting ways with the Pidyon HaBen, because if you hold it to day 31, it's just in days, day 31. So then sometimes at the beginning of the night, it's already day 31. But it might not be, because if you hold it to Chav Tes Yom Tavshin Tzadi Gimel, then it's going to be Meis L'Eis of that. And then sometimes you won't be able to do the Kiddush Levan, the Pidyon HaBen, till place later at night or the next morning. You understand? So, but here we're saying it's a question of 30 Meis L'Eis or 29, I mean 15 Meis L'Eis for that. But I shouldn't say it's the exact same machlokas, but it's a very similar type of machlokas, whether you could, you know, it comes out a lot when people, in the winter time, when it's short days, so it's much easier to do a Pidyon HaBen at night than to do it in the morning or make people come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for the Pidyon HaBen. But like Rabbi Sobolovsky pointed out, and Rabbi Oberland pointed out, if you want to be Yotzei the Shach, you won't be always Yotzei the Shach. If you want to do, if you want to follow the Shach's opinion, and you follow the Sefer Yireim, that you have to make sure that you're Chav Tes Yom Tavshin Tzadi Gimel, you know, etc. But that's we'll do those cheshbonos when you learn Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Oh. Yeah. So that's the Beis Yosef Chotzi on page 5. Matzasi b'tshuva Ashkenazis. Yekesh tshuva. The time But so it comes out. Look how now it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch, page 11. Amos of Baruchim Allah at Shishasar Miyom Hamolad Lo Shishasar Bechlam. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what the Beis Yosef. I mean, Shulchan Aruch says no. You work with 15 days up to the 16th day, and the Ramah says Eivakacha Ela Ad Chatzi Chav Tes Yud Beis Chav Shin Tzav Gimel Min Hamola. And now there is a Magen Avraham that says like this. It says Miloshen Zem, but it says Miyom Hamolad. He says Miloshen Zem Mashma Delo Chashvin Meis Leis. In other words, the simple pshat is that the opinion of Miyom HaMolad is not meis the ace. Maxis Hashem says, which it says Miyom HaMolad, the low because of Mishas HaMolad. So that would mean the day of the Molad would be day number one. Even though the molad was at the end of the day. So you're counting day one many hours before it was even the molad, that's still part of day one. Because it's miyom ha-molad. The day of the molad, that's day one. So, in other words, right, so you're gonna already start day one, could be 20 hours of day one, could be before the molad even. So he says, "Miloshen ze mashmid lo hashvin veis leis kigol shachal molad ve'esrim shows." Say it was 20 hours into the day, the molad. So that's still when those when 4 hours finish of the day. There's only 4 hours left of that day. That's already now starting day two. As opposed to the Ramar Shita, is no. The first of the Chaf Tes is not for another 24 hours from then. Also, Lakacha, so therefore, you wouldn't be able to have the, on a Monday, Sunday night, because you still have to. The Machzis Shekel says on page 12. But Shalom Halayla Shlofnei Yom Sheni, Kevin Shachal Mola Biyom Rishon, Kevin Yom Rishon Hashlishi Haboah Hu Yom Tezvav, Kevin Ein Kachem Halayla Shulil Tezayin. Right, so in other words, so Bameila, you won't be able to, you'd have to start already on Sunday night. Sunday night would be when the last night would be. It would be on a Sunday night. Because if the Molad is Yom Rishon, so then you have, what do you have? You have from Sunday to Shabbos is 7 days. Then the next Sunday to Shabbos is another 7 days. That's 14. And then the next night, Sunday night, which is Monday, that's day 15, and that's the last night you'll be able to do it. If you hold that the first day is you start the count even before the Molad, which is that day. So that Sunday night, after 2 weeks, will be the last night, because that will be 15. Sunday, a week, and then one more night. It's 14, seven days, and then the last day is day 15. But you can't do it on the night leading into to Tuesday, because that's already Tezayin. Because you only get 4 hours left. But if you hold like the Ramah, that you do 29, right? So the 29, I mean half of 29 than that. So even though it's less days, but it's going to be Meis Leis. So that's going to therefore go into Tuesday.
In that scenario.
Then
if the Molad is just a few hours later,
so then you'd have that extra night to count. So that's what he says. The loshen zeh mashu lo hashvin meis leis lo chachal hamol esrim shol shol yom rishon also lo chachem yom sheni. You can't do it on Monday, meaning you won't be able to do it Sunday night. Udiver emor mutol chacha, because the Ramah is going meis leis, because you have to do 14 meis leises in 12 hours. He came emor bal hosif. However, he says, "L'shono mashmer shel bal the groa." The pashup shot is, no, he's saying 30, and now the Ramah is saying, no, you have less. So it's mashmer the Ramah is coming to take away time. Pashup mashmer shel bal the groa, because of ein lakacha. Then as a tour course of hani shisha som shasamol hashvin lo mashmer the hashvin meis leis. So, but he says he thinks that the tour is mashmer that the 15 days is meis leis. But he says, so therefore he's saying if the Molad is on Motzei Shabbos 2 or 3 hours into the night, so now he's changing his mind. It was the first part of the Mogen Avraham. He's saying no. He thinks it's the din in the day. Now he's saying no. It's Meis Leis, And therefore, in the case of, according to the Mechaber, you have 30 mace laces. So if it's Motzoi Shabbos, so then you'll be able to do it even on Sunday night. But according to the Ramah, it's only a half of 29, so then Motzoi Shabbos will be the last night.
Why would you have 30
mace laces? Because, say it's Motzoi Shabbos, right? So the first mace lace is Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzoi Shabbos. Right? So then two of those is going to be, the 14 is going to be to the next Motzoi Shabbos. And then the 15th will be 2 hours into the night on Sunday night. So you'll be able to do Sunday night. But according to the Ramah, you only will get 14 mace laces of hours, and then a couple hours extra. So that will be to Sunday, to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday, to Thursday, Friday, to Shabbos. And then you'll have probably until Motzai Shabbos, and that'll be the Sunday night, and that'll be the last one, Sunday night. But according to the Mechaber, you get an extra one.
Yeah, I understand why 30 minutes late doesn't make any
difference.
15 minutes. Why?
Because
he's... Yeah,
no, so that's the Ramah.
Yeah, but
the Ramah.
You have something tangible from here to here.
So, but maybe they didn't do it based on cutting the Zman HaMolad. That's the roof of the Machlokas, he's saying. In other words, the Mogad Abraham in the beginning changes his mind to what he's saying now. He's saying even though technically the Molad is 29... and Tutshof Shin Sarah Gimel and then, so you should just cut that in half. That's what the Maril says. The Mechaber says no, that we round it up to 30, because that's what the Gemara says. Don't blame me, blame the Gemara. The Gemara says Tezvav. Tezvav means that's the half of the Zman, Tezvav. Meaning up to Adva, up to, right. So it's 15 days. You get 15 days.
So 15 days.
Yes, you get 15 mace laces. So obviously that's not the accurate thing from counting from one mola to another, because from one mola to another, we said before, it's 29 hours and 29 and 793 halakim, etc., 44 minutes, and you divide that in half. So 29 divided by half is not 15. It's less than 15. It's 30 divided in half is 15. So Mela, just like the same machlokes by Pinyan HaBen. In other words, you could say, what does it say by Pinyan HaBen? He has to live a month. What's a halachic month? Is the Zman of the circular of the moon. So it's 29 and Tav Shin Tzadi Gimel and such. So the Gemara says, he ran that. So the Ramah says you should take the Gemara literally. Even though the Mechaber quotes this Chuvas Mariel, right? I mean, it's not like, but he didn't. The way it comes in Shulchan Aruch is that the Mechaber is saying 15 days mace lace. Not what originally the Mogad Avraham quotes the Mechaber didn't mean 15 mace lace. It was the day that the Mola phone, that's called day one. And then if there's only 4 hours left, that's day one. So then that's going to cause you to end Kiddush Levana earlier, and that was what he said originally, but then he didn't like that because it's mashma that the Ramah is the one who's being makatzer. Ein lekatcha ella, knows you say 30, I'm saying no, less.
There is a scenario where the Ramah is makatzer. right after, right at faith.
Yeah, so the
Apostle of the Haver is just quoting the din from the Gemara. Really, he means to go like this, my real, and the Ramah is not being failure. The Ramah even wants the Ramah.
You could say the Ramah is just being the Vire.
Right, the Ramah even wants the Ramah. Right. But he says the aim. He doesn't say aim.
Right.
You know, he sounds like he's
kind of. He's being the Vire. He's not trying to say a different sheet. Right. Right. You could say that, yeah. I mean, the Magen Avraham didn't learn that way.
I mean, unless the Magen Avraham, right.
Unless the Magen Avraham is just saying in theory, what would be the difference?
Right.
If you would say kefi the lashon, but in the chenami,
the ends of the Emes HaTur said this. So
yeah. Now you should realize also there is the shita of the Shiur Knesset Hagdola on page 10. He says, "Rabbeinu Yosef Beis Yosef Lohav Hevi Cholik Bezev Chen Pasuk Sefer Kotzer." Aval Ani Matzasi B'Shita Sanhedrin Lach Migdol Achrona B'Shem Talmidei Har Rabbeinu Peretz V'Rav Meiri Dafilu Tezayin B'Chlal. So you get an extra day.
Because it's not discernible.
Right. So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva about this. He discusses what Shad the Sefer Shiur Knesset Hagdola.
He brought a lot of that article.
Yeah.
He's very big on Kinshul.
Yeah. But look what the Chasam Sofer says in the last paragraph on page 14. V'nemar aleinu tadayin Shiur Knesset Hagdola shakach matzah b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz b'Meiri. He has credibility. Shiur Knesset Hagdola. He says that he found place manuscripts from the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri. But the Dvar Shmuel says he doesn't understand. He says, but the Dvar Shmuel, he says, Dvar Shmuel. He says, why should you get an extra day? Why should you get an extra day? So, yeah, where do you get the extra day? Yeah. So he says because it's not so noticeable. Because he says, look on page 15. V'imishum de pocheses v'holeches. What do you mean? Why? But at this point, it's already diminishing. If you hold like the Shiur Knesset Hagdola, Yesh Lomu Dehi Mitchilas Ad Chitzchash Shalomis from Olal Tamis, right? But he says at the beginning of the Chitzchashos, you don't see the moon for 18 hours, even though Bnei Eretz Yisrael see it after 6. Because Mokum L'Haris Ba'Olal L'Chol Boy Olam Eina Nirgash Ora Ad Yud Cheshos until 18 hours. L'Vnei Marav Nami Haynu Leidim Amat Vitim Atzitzim Bein Acharokim V'Oin Kama. If you can't see anything until 18 hours, so then 18 hours, you don't see the beginning of it until 18 hours, so then when it starts to diminish, it'll take 18 hours until it's at least noticeable, the diminishing. At least for 18 hours, you should still be able to. So he says, wow. So this would come up, that like sometimes people would be one night after the right, one Meis Leis, after, So he says that you could be sobech on this lechatchilu b'shas hadchak. So the Bnei Shlomo he quotes in footnote Beis. Ha'inu davka shehaisa mechusa b'tchila ba'ovin. V'lo yichom katshu mechorim. He's asked lechorim lechem lo kitshu. So he says, in other words, if Taka, it was all cloudy days, and then on the 16th of 16th May's place, you could see it, then he thinks he can do it.
If the halacha is you're allowed to do it, so why should the ayinus make enough kamina?
Yeah, so if it's a pshia, because it's a das yachid, so the kedaihu, the Gemara says kedaihu Rav Shimon lismuch alav b'shas hadchak. So it's a das yachid. So das yachid is lismuch b'shas hadchak. So it's not a shas hadchak just because you were doodling off and you.
Why was a shocker?
But if you are doing well, if you mamish earnestly try to do it every night and it wasn't there, so you get a...
Chazal Sofer is saying, so you can rely on this, in a rare situation, you can rely on this after the Ramadan time, of procession or, right? So is that still going to be less than the Machaber's time or the Ramadan?
Well, who says he's saying after the Ramadan time?
Right. So that's still less than the Machaber? Like the Machaber, when the end of Magen Avraham gave me a full
30.
A full
15.
That's what I'm saying. So he's just giving me 18 more hours after the Ramaz earlier time.
Right.
So, but still net more time than the Machaber?
Yeah, you mean if the 18 hours
or the Ramah stops, right? The Machaber will give you another eight legs, right?
Yeah.
And then this will give you a few more, even more. Give you another. Oh wait,
more.
The Machaber will give you another
24,
and he only gives you another 18. Right. The Machaber gives you more. Right?
Mm-hmm. Is the Machaber giving me a full day more than the Ramah? I guess that's what I need to say. The Ramah has it, it's chotes, whatever. Full husband.
Right, so 14.
So if the Machaber is.
No, it's not a full day more. I think the Machaber is.
How much?
The end of 15.
Yeah, so how much more
14
is here?
How much
time is there between the Ramah and the Machaber? It's not 24 hours.
No. I mean, he's giving you 15.
But the
Ramah gives you half of 29.
Half of
29
plus 12. What's the...
Well, so let's do the math. 29
is 12 hours and 44 minutes. So it's 14 days, 6 hours, and 22 minutes.
Wait. 18 hours. Because you split the extra day in half.
Right, so if you...
All right.
You get 14 and a half. So that's 14 and 12 hours. Plus and another 18 hours. So you get
14 days, 18 hours, and
396.5.
Right. And the Machaber is giving you 15. So. So the Rama is giving, you 14 days and 18 hours? And 18 hours. 14 days and 18 hours. And the Mechaber is giving you 15. So what's 6 hour difference? So now he's giving you an extra. Yeah, he's giving you another 18 hours, so he's giving you 12 more hours.
Giving you
12 more hours. Now let me ask you a question. In the Lefhenkin and all the charts, are they telling you the Sobzman? Are they doing the Mechaber or the Rama? What does it say in your phone? Are they telling you Sobzman? Look where it says Molad, and then look where it says the Sovzman, and tell me who were they. There's in all these charts. Who were they giving when they say Sovzman? When Tankin is saying Sovzman, or whoever they're quoting. As was Torah Luach, huh? That would be, of course, the Chafetz Chaim, six more hours. So that could be good sometimes, if it'll put you into the next night. Because after 6 hours, like say the rule stops at 12 in the afternoon, there's just 6 hours, you can already, in the winter, it could put you into the, or even in the summer, if it's 4 in the afternoon, needed 6 more hours, it could get you to 10 o'clock at night.
Because you finish lunch. You say, almost be on my
front? Well, first, have to answer my question. Who do they have? Whose calendar do they have? On Maizman, and who do you look up? Who?
Torah Calc.
Yes. So this month, when was the moment, and what did they say at the end of the. Ezra's Torah. What does it say? What did you say? Half?
Yeah, one half of the 29
people. Oh, so they do the Ramah. He does the Ramah. So the Rav Hagin's Ruach is telling you the Ramah. And then if with this Chasam Sofer, if it was cloudy, you'll get an extra rat. And the Ramah is 6 hours less than Mechaber, but then you'll get what? You'll get an extra rat. You get 18 more hours, so you'll get 12. You'll get 12 ahead, 12 more hours. So when you look at the Henkin's Luach, so if it was cloudy days, I guess every day was cloudy or something like that, and so then there could be what to say if went to the Chasam Sofer that you can get another what? Another 12 hours. And that could make or break the whole thing. Yeah, well, that's the thing we saw in the Magid Rishon, that, you know, you have Tzlacha, yeah, I mean, it says, you wouldn't, right. Okay. And then the Be'er Halacha, says, I ain't Knesset Sagdol, Jevi Mishem Mikzas Mepharshim, the Gam Tezayim Bechlal. So the Be'er Halacha quotes this Shir Knesset Sagdol, Vay Mashbiyad Ramah, Havshein Halacha Kenel, Kamachabe Ramah, even though that's not the Mikol Mokom, Chotzwa Izachronim, the B'dyevim, Lokidash Tezayim, Kaddish Mulol Tezayim, B'li Shem Malchus. So he says, in other words, he doesn't want you to do it for shame of Malchus. According to Chasam Sofer, Bashis, you're doing it for shame of Malchus.
What do you gain if you don't for shame of Malchus?
Achayinim hu adayin yom tezvav ala shaya achar yud beis chatzita אחר חצי חופטס, יוד בישוס, אפשר שיש מסמוך הבא מורקצי, שתהיית לוהדת לברך בשם מלכוס. כן, הסכים לגון מרץ אורשטין. So it's Chasam Sofer saying the same thing that he's quoting from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. כן, הסכים לגון מרץ אורשטין. Right, Yeshua Yaakov, or the Amidot Vihuda, the Moya Yochel Kadesh Ratan Shayatamid Muna, the Kayot Vayakor Kriyashma, and Neros Alvona, Yatan Akar Kriyashma, and Tfila, Yoch Yichlazman, Shulim Sakafil Mansa Perkul Kadesh. Right, in the middle of Kriyashma. There's a famous truth of the Nodim Yehuda that they were. It was in the middle of Kriyas Megillas Esther. That's the famous Shuvah. That they all went outside in the middle of the Kriya to do Kiddush Levana. They were afraid that the last night. Another view. Well, it's going to be in a future packet, Mr. Shem. The Kolmokim, the Rashi will make more parakis. The Kolmokim, Pasha, the Rashi will make more Ela Habracha. Right. If you do get in the middle of Kriya Shema, you can't say the Shalom Aleichem and the Tipolim and Masal Avachad and Shem Shani. You just do the bracha and then you go back.
He quotes here,
he says that if it's Yom Tezvav after the Chatzi Chatzet, then if we tell me if the Arm is the Arm, then to say
what's the bracha. But it's not the Machaber. She's
more called more serious than I got to say.
Meaning that
I'm saying the Machaber said.
So he's saying that he's just posketing, like maybe as opposed to what Yehuda said before. You said that maybe he's just, you know, maybe the Shulchan Aruch just not saying that they're two sheetahs. That was a Magen Avraham thing. Maybe it's really one sheetah. Just basically, didn't he quote the Shuvas?
You think he quote the
Magen
Avraham? I think that would be the.
But what's interesting is did he tell you where the? I might try to look it up. I have to see. We'll see. Now the Bnei Yisoskar wants to say a big chiddush. On page 19. You know, when everyone starts by saying, Lule de Mistafina, had I not been afraid, me rabosai, I would say, Haisi Omer, the Gams man birkas levana mechidusha, tali bikbias roshkoga sholano. Like this one referring? Who says, okay, the Torah says molad, but maybe not. Maybe the Gemara never said the word molad. Maybe it's from Rosh Chodesh. So Tezvav means you get the first 15 days of the Chodesh. That could be, you could get more mileage with that. Hashem, right? Like, say for example, when is Rav Henkin, or Rav Kram, when is Rav Henkin Sov Zman this month? Rav Henkin. When was Rav Henkin Sov Zman? The Kiddush Levana is when? What Hebrew day? How many in a month? When was the Mola?
11 a.m.
On when?
What?
Which day?
On Sunday.
So, and Rosh Chodesh was?
Monday.
So if you're Yudal, but if you hold like this, you get a Yudal in the day? Doesn't say so. But he says, so he wants to say, that maybe Rashan Lubarak Alava Khatsil Shokodish, I'll peak view Sadu. Hey Molhe Khasar. Game is Shashevis Bark Masar Zosbi Adam, Omila Malacha Maniva Temnish on the Bezanish on Mata, Imos and Nikma Rashkodish. I'm a Mustafina lifts of Kayla Halacha, Mashal Posko Kayla Rashan Rachorim. It's the antical Zelam Shmeres. He says, but I'm not going to really ask it like this.
Like it's very nostalgic that I have some place to say it, but that Chazal would be happening that way. Because for the average guy,
he's not going to know when the Molad is.
He doesn't know Kodesh, that's what he knows. He doesn't know when the Molad is. He's not going to make Cheshbonos of dividing Chav Tes Yud Beis, you know, in half and then knowing.
And no, and
then, the clocks. Like,
right. So it's Masabra to say that.
It's just that, on the Kodesh, they 15 days. And that Mir, they're not.
They weren't. There was a Machbid on the Mir, it's not so Niker.
The Bruch is about the discernible. Like the moon, and even if you're going to say that it's, that you have to be Zeker for Kiddush HaKodesh, then, yeah, if it's a Zeker for Kiddush HaKodesh, then you don't have to do it by the Molad because.
Right, that's what the Torah says, but he's saying that.
Either it's about the moon or it's about.
Yeah, but it's about the moon. It's definitely about the moon. It's definitely about the moon. But this is close enough. Maybe he's saying it's close enough.
Yeah, so what do you mean, Masar Zosbi Adenu? Masar Kiddush HaKodesh Adenu? Why would that be connected?
And I'm saying a little different part of it. He's saying based on, like, you know, everything you think about based on how based in is in fact. I'm just saying that the fact is that they give it to the Hamanam just to, you go out, you see the moon, call the man, and it's on its way up, you make the bracha.
Yeah, and that's
great. It's about the moon.
It's about the moon, but
this isn't about the moon.
Right, but it's close enough. That's what he's
saying.
Because it's the only way a regular balabas would be able to. That was what happened before. Ezra's Torah had a calendar.
We probably had a calendar.
Right, what happened before?
How are they dividing exactly to the second? And knowing me is the Ezra Bachati, of Tess, you'd be tough.
What?
This is what we discussed in Brussels. So, one is Shabbos over 16.1 or whatever it is. So, when we had this ability to check the angle of declination and everything like that.
Right, but then, so then, like Rabbi Harari pointed out, that I said that you. But some others say that, but there you could still look at the stars in the west.
Right.
And that would be, but, right, but here there's no other way. That's what Rabbi Tug was saying. So,
it's like a Henkin's has come to the time on the
Jewish
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess now that we have all these calculations, so now no one's going to. But like Rabbi,
you can even know the real moment.
Yeah.
Not the average.
Yeah.
Real moment.
Yeah. Okay, but it's interesting. I mean, he was the one who said it, and
unfortunately,
he didn't sign off on it fully. Or maybe off, but
in football, just take the average moment. It had some notion. the mola was month to month. They knew the average mola. You know, we're saying a mola dia, they knew too. They took the average mola. Yeah, he saw the Igor, they knew.
But who's the day?
The Bekim.
The Bekim.
Not the Hamonah, we say. Not the regular guy in the street. What I was saying is that it's Mustabe that all the Shiurei HaTorah, but are in the capability of any Baruch Shmerel off the street.
Maybe that's why you announce the Mola. Who cares what the Mola is? Not Mola, you know, what you do to the Shabbat.
Yeah.
And when did they start announcing the mola? Before they had all these calendars and things. Suddenly they didn't announce the mola. How are they going to know?
There's lots of the Gemara and Chassidim. You go outside, you look at the moon, and you make a rock.
Right. Right.
No great, like...
No great shapes. Right, so it could be, according to this, maybe... I mean, how long does it really take till you see that the moon is dwindling?
Yeah,
that's
the
first
day,
so
just the second day, so is it so...
So noticeable?
It's not nicker.
How long does it take to get nicker?
2-3 days after
that. Well, it could be even 2-3 days. See, it could say even more than the... Well, we're going to see, you know, there's a discussion, this is a separate packet, about some say if it's getting late, you mean it's already maybe past this month, so what you do is you open up a Gemara, yeah, and you say, Tana Rabbanan, you know, Nine Mevarech, or something like that. You read the bracha in the context of the Gemara. So maybe that's not called the bracha of Atala, and then maybe it's still... Yeah, there's a whole discussion about it. Yeah.
What are we quoting just now?
It's actually the Bnei Yisachar quotes. I don't know who the first one to say it.
The Tarlod Das, Rav Matos Blum, has a piece on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the Dech Pikudecha. Yeah, to say that. So, I mean, Rav Dov Feinstein once told me, I was speaking with him many years ago, you know, the question of a woman having a miscarriage. And, you know, a lot of women have miscarriages, unfortunately, and it's not obviously when a woman has a miscarriage, it's not, you know, announced to the world. But, you know, but if you get shilas, then you hear from different people that there's need the shilas involved and things like that. So they have this miscarriage. So certain miscarriages, you could still, and now you have a son after that, so you want to know whether you can do a pidyon ben. It depends how much he was formed. You know, sometimes you could do it with a bracha, even if it wasn't formed enough, sometimes without a bracha, and sometimes not at all. There's three categories. So I had a Talmud like that, who had some type of... this was the first son. The first son really didn't survive, and this is the first... And then, so no one knows that, you know, what happened. You know, it wasn't... So could you do a Pidyon HaBen? So one of the things Reb David said was to open up the Gemara and say it. But like every Sarkhaisi said, or Reb Shalos, that, or Adler, whatever, that obviously you're only going to do this thing when there's within some reason that there could be still a Shita that that you can really make the Bracha. But if it's clearly, you know, zero, so we don't just... make any, you know, bracha, safi bracha matal, we just zav the Gemara. So that's so this is another case where, you know, so it could be like if it's still tazayin, or maybe even up to the time that it's not noticeable, maybe there's what to say. I'm not paskening about it, but I'm just saying, you know, because there could be still a svar that it's still okay, even though the maisa were very, but, you know, you always have this other. We're going to have a packet on that.
What is the matter? We have the one. So what does that accomplish?
The Marshall has it.
Yeah, what did you say?
According to the Rambam, if you're not hardware, you know, hold on.
Okay, so this is a fascinating discussion about how far Kiddush Levana goes. So we try to say it, you know, there's land.